With all this pride come before destruction. And I'm going to have to read a rather lengthy reading lesson. And I know I can't read. I don't have to have nobody tell me that. And I know it's hard to listen to somebody read a pretty good while, especially somebody that can't read. But I feel like I need to read all of this to be able to get to where we're going to try to go to. So y'all pray for us. It's to do with Hezekiah. And I'm going to say this. Hezekiah was a great king. He was a godly king. He was a good king. But Hezekiah was a man. David was a great king. David was a man after God's own heart. But David failed too. And just because I know a lot of really good men and great men, in my opinion, in my eyes, and that served the Lord, but that don't mean nothing. They're still just men. So we're all going to fail and come short of the glory of God. In the 20th chapter, these is going to be very familiar scripture, but I caught something in it I'd never seen before the other day. I'd preached the other night, and I talked a little bit about Hezekiah, and I got it on my mind, went back and read all this, and I saw something I never saw before. And I want to be able to try to bring out a little bit to do with that. And it says, in those days Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, and this is in 2 Kings chapter 20. I'll give you a second to turn there, but most of us know the story where the Lord added 15 years to Hezekiah's life, and we're going to read that here in just a second if you want to turn your Bibles. And in those days Hezekiah sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah the son of Amos came to him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. And then turned his face unto the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in the truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good and in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass, afore Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David and thy father, I have heard thy prayer and I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee on the third day, and thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord, and I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee of this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. And Isaiah said, take a lump of figs, and they took and laid it upon the bowl, and he recovered. And Hezekiah said unto Isaiah, what shall be the sign that the Lord will heal me, and that I shall go up into the house of the Lord the third day? And Isaiah said, this sign shall thou have of the Lord, and the Lord will do a thing, and he hath spoken. Shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees or go back 10 degrees? And Hezekiah answered, and it is a light thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees, but let the shadow return backwards 10 degrees. And Isaiah the prophet cried unto the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backwards, by which he had gone down into the dial of Ahaz. And at the time, Baladan, the son of Baladan, the king of Babylon, sent the letters and a present unto Hezekiah, for he had heard that Hezekiah had been sick. And Hezekiah hearken unto them and show them all the house of his precious things and the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointment and all the house of his armor and all that was found in the treasures. And there was nothing in his house nor in his dominion that Hezekiah shewed not them not. And then came Isaiah the prophet unto the king Hezekiah and said unto him, what said these men, and from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, they are come from a far country, even from Babylon. And he said, what have they seen in thy house? And Hezekiah answered, all the things that are in my house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have that I not shewed them. And Isaiah said unto Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the days come that all that is in thine house and that which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day shall be carried into Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord, and thy sons shall be assumed from thee, and which thou shalt beget, and shall they take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. And Then Hezekiah unto Isaiah, good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken. And he said, is it not good if peace and truth be in my days? And I want to go over here in Proverbs and where we said we our thought be. And it said, pride goeth before destruction. This is in the 16th chapter and the 18th verse. And a haughty spirit before the fall. Better is it is to be humble in the spirit with the lowly than divide the spoil with the proud. And y'all pray for us today that we'd be able to bring this out in a way that to be praising of the Lord. And we find here that Hezekiah was very sick. He was sick unto death. And Isaiah come and told him to get his house in order, that he was going to die. And it said that Hezekiah prayed and humbled himself. He cried and wept, and God heard his prayer and saw his tears. And I want you to know this was a great thing that I've done here. What I preached on the other night at Fed about there's a time that's been appointed to us and a bound that we can't cross, and there's a day that we're going to die. And I want you to know Hezekiah had a day just like me and you, but he cried and humbled himself before the Lord, and the Lord heard his prayer. He wept, and the God saw his tears. I do not believe salvation's in tears, but listen, I believe you should humble yourself. And God saw how humble he was, and he heard his prayer, and he added 15 years unto his life. And then he done another great thing. One of the greatest things we find in the Bible, one of the greatest miracles, in my opinion, in the Bible, and it's been scientifically proved that it happened. Listen, but he asked for a sign, and I hear people say, I talk about a sign all the time. Hezekiah didn't ask for something that might be happening. But he asked for a sign that the shadow would go back 10 degrees. He could have chosen to go forward 10 degrees, which would have been a great thing also. But Hezekiah said that'd be a light thing. But I let it go back 10 degrees. And the Lord God done this for this man, that he'd be able to see that. Now I want to tell you something if you ain't real careful. When God gets to doing all these kind of things for you, you might get lifted up in pride just a little bit. You might get to get thinking you're a little closer to God than some others. But listen, the king of Babylon had heard about what had been done for Hezekiah there. He'd heard that he was sick and sick unto death. And he had sent him presents there in a letter. And they come down to visit with him and check on Hezekiah. And Hezekiah, we find here, he got lifted up in pride, and he had all these treasures that God had given. God had been good to this man. Listen, he'd give him all these things, and I want you to know Hezekiah never once
once said, look what God's done for me. He never once gave God honor and glory. What God had done for him, how he had healed him and given 15 years on his life. He never once told them that how God had took and moved the shadow back 10 degrees just for him. He never once done none of these things, but he gave them to brag and show all what he had. And I just show up and Isaiah, the Lord come to him again. The Lord come to him again. He said, you go back to Hezekiah. And he's asked him, he said, who was these people? And he said, they come from a far country, Babylon. And he said, well, what have you showed them? What have you been bragging about? What have you been showing what all you've got? And next thing you know, he said, well, I've shown them everything I've got. I showed all my possessions. I've shown them my silver and my gold and all that I've got. And listen, he had, but he never once gave God any honor and glory for what he had or what had been done for him. Listen, Hezekiah had gotten lifted up into pride. You can see it any way you want to. But listen, and then Isaiah said, and all these treasures will be took into Babylon. And he said, your sons will be eunuchs there, and they'll serve the king of Babylon. And it come to pass. And Hezekiah knew what he'd done, what was wrong. And he said, this is good. He knew the Lord was just in doing it. But I want to get to where I thought is. I never noticed before. After what he said to her, he said, is it not good if peace and truth be in my days? He asked a question. He said, it's good. Hey, he wasn't worried about his children. He wasn't worried about what they was going to face. He wasn't worried about the ones that was coming after him. He said, it's good that peace and truth will be in my days. And honey, that reminds me of somebody. He reminds me of somebody today. Somebody God's been good to. Somebody that God has given all kinds of things. We have more today than God's people have ever had. He's answered prayers for us. We've seen people get healed. We've seen our loved ones get saved. He's given us possessions like... Listen, I consider myself a poor man, but I have more than a lot I have today. Even through all this, where he saw he was wrong, he was still lifted up in some kind of pride there. He wasn't even worried about what his children's going to face. We're so caught up in being in the last days, and I believe we are. But listen, what if we're not? What if it's another 100 years? Or what if it's 200 more years? What are we leaving our children? When I was a boy growing up, we didn't have as much. And I want you to know my mom and daddy and them didn't have very little. I've heard them talk about getting an apple for Christmas and an orange for Christmas and being thankful they got it. Listen to me. We've lived in a time where we've had so much, we've had plenty. I'm afraid our children and our grandchildren may grow up in a time where the gospel ain't going to be as plenteous. The word will be, over in Samuel chapter 3, precious in those days. I pray if we're not careful, the word of God is going to be precious again someday after a while. And all these things we've been given is going to be took away from us because of our pride and how we've got lifted up. Those Jews, when they was crucifying the Lord, they said, Pilate said, his blood wash his hands, that his blood not be on my hands. And them Jews, they said, let his blood be on our hands and on our children's hands. So lifted up in their own pride and what they believe, that they didn't even care their children would go to hell. Listen to me. We've got lifted up in so much pride. We've been blessed so, we've had so much that we're not concerned about our children. That's what scares me so much anymore. I don't worry about what I may have to face. Whatever I may face will be just. I believe that. But I've got unborn grandbabies that are on their way. I've got little bitty fellas that I love so much. Please don't let us get lifted up in so much pride. The Baptists today, we as this church are all lifted up in so much pride where we're right and what God's done for us that we forgot about the cause and what's going to happen with our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. And hey, listen, if the Lord don't come back, it don't need to end with us. I mean, we need to be concerned about Babylon. We think we're in Babylon now. We're not. Listen, we're not, but our children and grandchildren are going to end up there if we're not careful. Amen. We had that good revival, and I've tried my best not to talk about it very much without giving God, making sure, God, giving God all the honor and glory. Because I don't want nobody to think, look at us over here at Hilltop, we've done something. But listen, we ain't done nothing. God of heaven done every bit of it. And I want you to know the first time we start trying to take any of his honor and his glory, we're getting ready to be struck down. And I want you to know who's going to pay the price for that, these little ones all around us here. Hezekiah was a great king, but Hezekiah was just a man. We're just men and women trying to serve the Lord. We need to consider David. We all get caught up in the sin that he committed with Bathsheba and the death of Uriah. And we all get caught up in that, and his baby, because of that, died. Listen, he committed a sin one time that most of us don't even remember. Most people, all they talk about is Uriah and Bathsheba. But listen, he numbered the children of Israel one time when he wasn't supposed to, and thousands of Israelites died because of it. And he said, prayed to the Lord at the threshing floor that the Lord would forgive him and not put the charge to these innocent sheep that was dying. All these, listen to me, there's going to be a bunch die. If we don't get caught up in our pride, every one of us has got to be right about this and right about that. Listen to me. Only God is true. There's going to be a great falling away. And we know that. The Bible tells us that. But it don't have to be here in Hilltop. Don't let us get lifted up with pride. And when people from a far land hear about what's went on here, and they have, they talked about all over the country the revival we had. Don't get so lifted up in pride to think that we've done anything. Because it wasn't us that done it. If we could do it, we'd do it again today. If we could do it, we'd do it again tomorrow. If we could do it, we'd do it again the next day. It come from heaven. He shook the earth. And you say, well, he didn't turn it back 10 degrees this time. I want to tell you, he turned me back to a time when I was a boy. Yeah. When I saw things like that. Yeah. A time when a lot of us is old enough that saw things like that on a regular basis. Yeah. He turned me back more than 10 degrees. And I want to give him all honor and glory for it. So, I may be the only one that's never saw that. And you know something? I don't care. I really don't. If every one of y'all thought about this the whole time and every one of y'all said, well, I've heard it preached on, I don't care, Brother Tommy. If you heard it ever since you was a little boy, he showed it to me, and boy, it was good to me. Amen. He showed me a man that no doubt God loved. No doubt God done things for that I can't imagine. And then that same man turned right around and got caught up in all of what he had and no doubt got the feeling like he'd done something. Listen, God come and punished him. And then what did he say? He said, well, the Lord's just in this. He's good. But he said, ain't it good in my days there'll be truth and peace. Ain't it good in my days that it'll be that way? He wasn't worried about his children. You say, well, maybe he was. Maybe he was. But didn't sure. That don't sound like somebody too worried about him, does it? You know what he should have been praying? What David prayed. I was the one failed in this. Not them. Lord, don't lay my sin upon them. On the innocent. Don't get caught up in pride. Don't get caught up in thinking. We got a revival coming up. You want to see a flop? You want to see a big old grip, big old just flop right flat on your face? Get to thinking we can do it again. Get to thinking you can do something. We're going to have another great old big one. You better get to thinking if we're going to have one, he's going to have to do it. Give him all honor and glory and everything. And if you'll do that, he'll bless us. I know it wasn't much. As long as reading it was anything. It ain't a whole lot in the scriptures to do with that. I just tell you right now, you reference around all you want to. There ain't a whole lot to do with us getting in that kind of shape. God doing so much for you, and then you turn around giving him so little honor and glory for it. That's my thought.